So I'm chatting now with singer-songwriter and actor Lee Gilbert. We've been loving his new release. It's a brilliant song called Soldier On. I've been playing it a lot on the show. So very good morning to you.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Great to actually finally get to talk to you. You've had an amazing career so far in theatre, TV and I read radio. Are you a radio presenter as well?
I'm not a radio presenter. I've done a lot of radio shows. I've been guests on lots of things, but I've done a lot of radio plays over the years. That's my link with radio, really, is I've done an awful lot of radios and voiceovers, that type of thing, you know.
What age were you when you knew you wanted to act and sing? And then when did you discover that you actually could sing and you had a great voice? Because it's not always the way, is it?
that's a good question, actually, because when I was very young, my dad and my grandmother were actually singers themselves. They were, you know, from a very young age. My father started on the stage when he was like 11. Mm. And my grandmother was very young when she started. But it was always, when I was growing up, it was always the sort of thing, it was their career. And it's something that I didn't encroach on at all. You know, I was busy with doing other things when I was a kid. And because my father was kind of fixed on his career, I don't think he even noticed that his kids were quite talented. But so I was really late teens, early 20s before I thought, right, okay, there's something going on here that I could use. And it came about by accident that somebody heard me singing one day and said, actually, there's a voice there, you know, we should do something with this. And I got entered into like a sort of like a talent show when I was really early 20s and started winning these talent shows around the place, you know, and earned a bit of money and bought myself like a PA system and got myself out there and just started putting myself in front of audiences and realizing that, yeah, you know, it was for me. So, yeah, it kind of came like that. But then the acting thing came again by accident when somebody saw me singing in I recorded my first album when I was about 20, I think I was about 23, something like that. And then somebody heard the album and said, actually, this voice is the voice I need for a part in a show that I'm producing. Would you be interested? And I was like, well, I've never really acted before. And he was like, well, you know, please come along and we'll try. And I did it and I loved it. Being on stage was, you know, in a production for me was brilliant. And then, as mad as that seems, somebody else saw me in that show and asked me would I be in a different show. And it's kind of all sort of snowballed from there without, you know, I've gone off and I've done training in between, but I didn't actually go to drama school or anything like that. It's just all kind of snowballed and managed to sustain a career really for quite a long time now. When you're acting and you're in something with a cast, you know, that's your, you know, you're a team player and you've got to be there. You've got to be ready with your lines. You've got to be ready with your cues. You know, when you're on your own and you're just doing your own cabaret, you can do what you like. You know, you can say what you want. It's your space. But obviously when you're in a cast, it's not, you know, you're just a player, you know, in a much bigger thing and you've got to be on it. So yeah, two totally different disciplines, but great to be able to do both, you know, I love it.
Now, so far you've written and sung and produced two albums, Just One Voice and All of Me. And I'm very jealous about this, Lee. You've performed with a 178-piece band across the UK and Europe. What was that like?
Well, it's a I don't know if you've got the right thing. Basically, I've got a 17-piece big band.
Right.
That's the thing. I've got a.
It's got 175 here. I was about to say this is a big band.
That's an awful lot of
that's
musicians.
An orchestra.
That's like three orchestras.
Never I think
the
Tracy.
Most I've ever done. The most I've ever played musician-wise, there was two Philharmonic orchestras up in the De Montfort Hall.
Yeah.
Up in Leicester. And we did a concert version of West Side Story and I was playing Tony and they had two Philharmonic orchestras and two Philharmonic choirs, which is an amazing thing to be standing in front of that amount of people, you know, with 2,000 people in front of you as well.
Yeah.
That was something, to be honest. But yeah, but my big band is, no, it's 17 piece. I could never afford to take 175.
You can blame Tracy. You can blame Tracy if she's listening out. That's your fault, Tracy. I copied that off of your notes.
Sorry, Tracy.
I was like, blimey, that's a massive band. That's pretty. Still, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Huge.
Going out with even a 17 piece band is extraordinary. So we've talked about Just One Voice and All of Me, which are albums that you've had out. And has your style changed since you recorded? recorded those two albums?
So much. I mean, really, when Just When Voice came out, I was new. You know, I was singing covers. I was singing stuff that I'd sung kind of in clubs and in concerts. And it's, you know, it's a nice album, but it's kind of very safe. And people still buy it, you know, it's a nice album for that sort of thing. But then when All of Me came along, I'd been working with a big band and I'd been doing a lot of jazz and that type of thing for a few years. And I thought, right, okay, let's get in. It's more jazzy. It's much more jazzy, a bit more current, a bit more edgy. But that was the first album where the songwriting started with a friend of mine called Darren Parry. And there's a single we put out on there called Soar, which is S-O-A-R, which just means, you know, like soaring into the sky, because it was about my career taking off in a different way. Mm. And that album sort of was a changing point for me, because until then I'd gone through lots of different changes in my personal life at that point, you know, and things had altered and I was able to be in different places and do a lot more with my career. So that album was that turning point, really. And that single was all about that. But then it was kind of just after that, that I re-engaged with, well, obviously I was engaged with Darren, but re-engaged with a friend of ours called Steve Balsamo, yeah, who you probably know, your viewers, your listeners might know from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Jesus Christ Superstar. When he brought it back in the 90s, Steve was Jesus and was a massive hit at the time. I was working in some theatre as well and knew him then. But obviously Steve went off and had a fantastic career, you know, as an actor and then as a kind of a rock star, really, in a band called The Stories, traveled the world and worked with some amazing, amazing people. And it was just a few years later, mid-2000s, that we all kind of met up again at a concert in Swansea. Hadn't seen each other for a long time. So we were all on stage doing different things and realized that we get on really well and everybody was now songwriting. So we decided to get together and write a few songs. And then this whole thing has just emerged now during lockdown, especially when everybody had more time. We've kind of developed this songwriting group, along with a lady in America. And these songs have started coming from it, and there's different projects now that are growing. So, you know, there are songs on my album, there'll be songs on Darren's album, and there will be an EP. I mean, the group is called The Grand Cru, and there will be an EP coming out of just the Grand Cru songs, not necessarily for us to promote as artists, but to promote as songwriters.
Yeah.
So that they'll be out there for other people to listen to. And if, you know, other artists want to take the songs on, you know, we're writing for other people now as well. So
do you get the lyrics? Are you somebody that gets lyrics in your head, or do you get a melody, or do you have one of the other group, they would provide the music and then you would do the melody?
I think we all work in different ways. Myself, I mean, I'm more of a lyricist than a musician. Mm. So with me, I've written a couple of songs that's on this album, and it was definitely the lyrics that came first. But a feel of the song, I knew the feel of the song that I wanted. Especially there's one on the on my album called Winning at Life that we wrote, and it's basically we'd all been through this whole lockdown thing, and everybody was kind of a bit depressed. But I thought, well, you know, we've all still got a lot of positives going on in our lives, you know. And I thought, right, it's time for this upbeat song. We need this. So the lyrics came, but in my head, I knew exactly what I wanted. So when I went to the lads and said, right, this is the feel, they're brilliant at just putting down some songs. But I thought, no, I know what I want. So we went with that sort of melody, and they grew it. But Darren is the one who's very, very good at just putting down the melody first, and then the lyrics come to him later, or one of us, Bonnie maybe, who's in America, she's very good with the lyrics. Steve is very good with both. Steve's been an accomplished songwriter for many years, and he's good with both, you know. So we've all got different talents and different qualities, and we bring it all to the table. And they just tend to gel. And at the moment, they're all sounding great.
Now, the new track, which I love, and I've been playing on the show since your Tracy, I say your Tracy, it's who looks after sort of publicity and everything. She's ever so good. She's also put through a good couple of other acts as well. She's got very good taste in music as well, Tracy. Now, yes. your new track, Soldier On, which I really like on this show, you actually wrote via Zoom, didn't you? So tell us a little bit about the song, what it's about.
Well, yeah, we did. As I said, so the three guys... friends, we're all based in Wales, but another friend of mine is based over in Miami, and she came to us one day and said, look, I've got a project. Basically, I know you guys write songs. I've written some songs myself. Would you be interested in collaborating on a film project? Mm. Well, tell us all about it. We had some time. It was locked down. So we spoke to the producer of the film over Zoom. And he was telling us that he had this new film coming out. Basically, it was a short film, but it was a space-type thriller. And were we able to write certain songs for this film? So we did. So we got writing on it. And Bonnie actually had a germ of a song that she'd been working on for some time about just carrying on in really difficult circumstances because mm-hmm. she'd been through some stuff over the past few years. So she had half a song she wanted to include, and the crux of the film was that a father and son had been split up, and you know the son was in a bad state, missing his dad. So we finished the song, sent it to the filmmakers, and they were very, very happy with it. But as it turned out, through lockdown, like a lot of other things, they lost people and they lost funding, and the film didn't actually happen at that point. But when we looked at the song, you know, it meant so much more than just what it could have with that film, because soldiering on through adversity is something that we've had to do, you know, this whole last 2 years, especially as, I mean, you know yourself, as artists and as performers, we had a terrible time through lockdown. You know, everybody's work dried up, and it was just an awful time for a lot of people who had to go out and do different things. And Soldier On kind of meant that to us, you know. It's the fact that we can go on, we can keep it. What it says is in the lyrics, it's just, if the world has got your back to the wall, you know, it's and sometimes you feel that, you know, the whole everything around you is just going badly, but you've got to keep on going, you know. There's no other choice, really. You have to do it. So Soldier On is kind of that. As I said, that film didn't happen, but we're working on another film now that is happening. With other songs. I'm so glad we did it, though, because it took us out to a much, much wider audience, you know, in America than we would have had if we just stayed here, really.
Now, there is going to be a new album coming out. And is this track going to be on the new album?
It is, yeah. It's on the new album. There's actually three or four songs that we've written together on the album. And there are some that we've written individually. And there are a couple of covers on there as well. But it's all stuff that I've done over the last year, you know, and I'm quite proud of it. Actually, it's an album. It's out. Actually, it's actually out in physical form on CD, which I know that not many people actually use anymore.
But people do support artists. That's the point. If you buy a CD, you're supporting the artist. That's why a lot of people buy CDs now, even if they haven't got a CD there. Because you're helping. It's going directly to the artist.
Yeah, and I'm glad that people realise that sometimes, you know. So it is available to buy from my website, you know. But it will be available for download at the end of the month. So the plan is that I'll be doing some album launches around, certainly around Wales, and then probably down maybe the south coast as well. I do a lot of work on the south coast for some reason. And there'll be some down there. But we will be launching an EP of the Grand Crew songs as well. So it'll be nice because there'll be myself. Darren is a performer as well. And obviously Steve is an amazing, accomplished performer. So the three of us will be there performing some stuff live. And I think there'll be a little bit of everything for people to enjoy in that because we've got some different styles, you know. And we'll do some stuff from the films that we're working on as well, which are, you know, some are funny, some are sad. So, yeah, it's a good evening out for people to come along and watch. And hopefully we can shift some music as well.
Yeah, that's always the thing as well. It's great that we have so many artists on this show, but if you out there don't support independent unsigned artists, they won't be around forever, because it is an expensive business. Even if you try and do things at a budget to record, and it's not even the recording, sometimes you can get away with doing bits and pieces. It's the promotion for it and doing gigs. You've got to be able to afford to travel to places and do it, you know, pay for 175 players in a band. I won't forget that, Lee. I won't. I wish.
That's brilliant.
I was 175. How
I would love to see that tour bus. I really would.
Can you imagine? So if people want to find out more.
A fleet of tour buses.
It would be. Yeah. So if people want to find out more about you, you've got your website. Do you want to give a shout out for it?
Yeah, it's www.leegilbertmusic.co.uk. And the album is available by on there if you want it, you know, just press that button and I'll make sure that goes out to you as soon as possible. But the single Soldier On, that's available now just to download on all the regular sort of streaming platforms.
Yeah,
that's there right now. So anybody can, if you want to, you know, play that record again, and then if somebody enjoys it and they want to download it, then we'd be very pleased for them to do that.
Yes, that's what we want. Now, would you like to introduce your song? It's been great to talk to you. So do you want to give an introduction, and we'll end on your song, Soldier On?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, this song means a lot to us. It was written by myself, Darren Parry, Bonnie Scott and Steve Balsamo, and it's a song called Soldier On.
Because of my past failures, there's a cage around my heart. Drop the keys to where my anger lies, but my hands can't reach that far. Wrapped up in foolish truths, I'm afraid to try again. I need a refuge from the storm, but will you be there for me? Will you be there?